Hello and welcome back to Not My Bag. I'm Joe.
And I'm George.
And I'm Danny.
And Danny didn't get the memo because we were going to introduce you, Danny.
Yeah.
I'm not Danny. I'm not here. It's Danny Aarons. You've all been wanting this.
Yeah.
So here he is. Here
my
he
boy.
Is.
My boy.
The new brother, the new Bags brother.
Yeah. It's a pleasure to be part of the family, lads.
It's all right, bro.
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've met properly?
Yeah, we've never met before. That was very testosterone-y.
Lads.
Well, you can let go now.
No, I just wanted to see what all the hype was about, you know what I mean?
Hype with what?
You keep saying that he's just such a lovely, lovely man.
Oh, do you actually?
Yeah.
Do you know what I love about George? He's so scared around me because he never knows what I'm going to say. So you've been like this, like...
Do you know, we'd be sitting there, like last week, we filmed a pod and Joe just goes, yeah, because you've got all over your face, just out of nowhere.
But you did.
That's so rude. That's so rude.
You can't go home and eat muff non-stop and then come in the next day and be like, oh.
I mean, I can. And I do. Danny, how you been, bro?
I'm chilling.
Eating muff.
I'm chilling. I don't partake in any of that
really? Nonsense.
I am a very clean man.
Christian man.
Yeah, I'm saving until marriage myself. So
Christian.
But you know, you enjoy yourself, brother. You deserve it. But,
exactly. You had a long time locked up, didn't you?
Yeah.
Long time.
He was very frustrated, by the way.
No.
He was extremely frustrated.
Who was the one?
Relax.
No, he didn't.
I wish.
He basically was like, today's the day. I'm going to do it. Today's the day. He didn't do it.
But it gets to night time and you're like, it's too long.
So basically, we'd be sitting there like all just having a chat and Danny would just get up and be like, right, it's time. Like,
but then you get to it and it's like, I ain't got energy.
Yeah. But you can't see, you can't do that anywhere in there.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a shower, but it's a little bit not.
It's weird because someone else has got to get in after that.
Yeah. Like,
do you know what I mean?
I kind of like that though. Do you know what I mean? I kind of like that. You know, I love public showers and that. Like, love it. Like, I prefer going out and like having a public shower than like my own one. I'm not joking. I love it.
Why?
What are the reasons?
I don't know, man. It feels so...
What was the reason?
It feels so like adventurous. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, look at me. I'm outside showering.
I like a shower, but like outside in the pool, maybe after getting out of the pool.
No. Trust. I go to a place where it's like, I charge my car. It's like an electric grid point thing.
Yeah.
When I charge my car, I bring my shower bag. I got everything. And I was like, I'm there for like 35 minutes.
When I charge my car, I bring my shower bag.
It's lovely. It's genuine. I love it so much. Public showers, unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Is it vigilant? I feel vigilant. I think that's a word.
Vigilant.
I feel vigilant. Vigilant.
Is also like, I don't know if that was used.
Can I search it up?
In the right way? Vigilant is very like, are you looking like over your shoulders in case someone catches
No,
you?
No, no, no.
Yeah,
no,
it says keeping careful watch for possible danger or difficulty.
No.
AKA, I mean, watching out of Tennessee is going to watch you bash one out of the shower.
To be fair, that does apply, the word.
Yeah.
But like, no, yeah. It's like, I feel free.
The burglar was spotted by vigilant neighbours.
Yeah.
Oh, I think sense. Danny's got some fetishes that need to be uncovered
in
another podcast that isn't ours.
That is completely fine.
So you're both out. They've locked in, obviously.
Yeah. Did you like watching us on there?
And you bonded.
You get a little bit jealous?
No.
Oh.
Do you know what, Danny? I've been waiting to pass the torch.
He's a lot of hard work, isn't he?
He's just, yeah.
Very high maintenance.
Yeah. Had some fun since I've been out.
What?
Yeah, what is this? What is he talking about?
Yeah. You're on the what? You need to swap sides.
That was crazy, actually.
True though. Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah, and you've been playing a lot of football.
Filming a lot.
I actually need to be honest because I'm evidently a gay man.
Really?
This is my coming out special, and I didn't know who you were before.
It's fair
because it's not my
100%. I hear it.
So
what did you do? Like, what is your thing?
My thing is weird.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I'm known
for
like
public showers. To be honest,
showers.
I feel like I'm most known. Well, I am like a FIFA YouTuber,
right? Okay.
So I play football virtually.
Okay.
But like, trying to move on from that.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to like. To be fair, most people like when I'm recognizing the street, like, oh, it's the guy from the Sidemen. Like, but I'm not part of the Sidemen, but like, I do a lot with them. So like, that's what I get recognized for being like. The side men or whatever, but I do FIFA, but we're trying to adventure out.
So you just play FIFA and then like stream it and then...
Literally that.
Yeah.
I stream, well, before like locked in, I streamed every day like
every day,
6-7 hours a day.
Fuck.
And then you go into locked in, you're like, ah, I don't have to stream every day.
There's more than
that. Yeah, yeah. I can actually live a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
I think like that's what happens with a lot of people. Like, I was speaking to Simon, and he's like, he uploaded every day.
Simon
Minter
from the Siders.
Oh, okay, fine.
And he was like, he still uploads every day, but like he had a streak where he would upload like 2-3 times a day, and then you stop for like a week, and you're like, oh, there's more to
how
it.
How many
there's
videos
more.
Did yeah. you bank?
Oh man!
In?
So I went and locked in 2 weeks. I pre-recorded the week before 58 videos.
58.
And it was like, I thought I was like, this is, I'm such a good person. Come out and like, they all flop. And I'm like, yeah, that was humbling. Yeah. That was humbling.
58 videos in a week. Yeah. 58. That's crazy. Yeah. So didn't you say though, like you've done YouTube for like 10 years before?
Oh yeah, I've done YouTube.
Like, YouTube's a stint in it. Like everyone I know that's successful now from it, it started when they were like 12.
Yeah. I love it, man. Like I love YouTube. That's so the one thing.
What did you start off doing on YouTube? Oof.
I was, my first ever video was in April 2012. And it was a Skate Free.
Like it's a gaming, it's always been gaming.
Oh yeah, always been gaming. Right, yeah, okay, Skate fine. Free glitch on how you get no legs on Skate Free. Banged. First ever video, 40,000 views.
Really?
Bang. And it was a voice tutorial. You heard little me like going, hi guys, this is how you do the glitch on Skate Free. So I'd done that for like a year. Skate Free, my favorite game of all time.
Yeah.
Really?
And then I moved on to Minecraft.
Okay. I used to dabble in Minecraft.
Minecraft is like a universal game.
Yeah.
Everyone can play Minecraft and get with it, you know?
Even the gays. Danny said, even the gays can play Minecraft.
You said it. I didn't say that.
So when did you like finally blow up?
That was recent, you know. Would say like only 2-3 years ago.
Like lockdown.
Like, I've only literally lockdown, it was, I remember my dad telling me, it was like, right, Danny, you've been doing this for like 7-8 years. You're getting 20 views a video. Do you want to like get a real job?
Right. Okay,
so I was like, to be fair, I got saved to be fair. So like, it was literally like, I was telling people, yeah, it's done. Like, I have to give it up. Got to get a real job.
Mm.
But, you know, you always hear like, oh, I was so close, but then I had to give up. But like, basically on it, I think it was the week before. So I had a job like part time or whatever. And I was like, yeah, fine. I'll just go full time. Forget YouTube. It was, you know, it's been fun. The week before I was going to quit YouTube, Facebook offered me a streaming contract for a year.
Really?
So, but it was like, right now it's peanuts.
Right,
but
fine.
It was like, oh, I can show my dad, look, I'm getting actual revenue coming in. It wasn't anything crazy. Like compared to now, it was like no chance, but it was enough to be like, yeah, I can do this for a year and just see what happens.
Sure.
So like,
yeah,
I basically did that. Like a lot of people got that streaming deal.
Mm.
Won't name names. They got a lot. We all got the same deal.
Mm.
They all just kind of took it and be like, ah, free money, I'll just stream whatever. But then I was like, nah, let's actually like take this seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would stream 12 hours a day, edit, record everything. Oh, yeah. Like I'd do everything. And by the end of it, it's my job now, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's good, man.
The graft.
You also, I know you won't mind me saying this, you also like lost a lot of weight, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were like 16.
Why would I mind you saying that?
No, because
that's a compliment, though.
Yeah, people could lose weight, Joel.
Yeah.
I shouldn't know if he wanted me to bring up his past.
How dare you? No, of course. Yeah, I mean, I'd done it like the long way. Do you know what I mean? Like it wasn't like a quick thing. Like that was like a 2-year process.
That was Zempic back then.
No, literally, no. Oh, nothing like that. To be fair, considered it. Considered it, but.
Danny Aarons is on a Zempic. Tweet it.
Sorry.
So yeah, you were like 16 stone and then you walked and went into a calorie deficit, didn't you?
Yeah, that was it. Wow. I literally just walked and watched what I ate.
I rate that.
I'll be honest, it might be a little bit insensitive, but losing weight's so easy. It is so easy. And like, no, but I'm not even baiting. Like people will be like, oh, it's because you had money and you had like, you know, meal prep. I didn't. I lost weight in the lowest point of my life with no money.
Yeah.
All I did was walk for an hour a day and didn't stuff my face. The only meals I was eating was what my mum cooked or whatever. Like it wasn't anything fancy. It genuinely is easy. I'm sorry.
Didn't know we had Katie Hopkins on the podcast.
But
there we go.
Sorry. It is easy. Like the actual formula to lose weight is easy. It's the discipline.
It is literally just eating less than exercise. Yeah. Like, it's two very simple principles. It's just
I love food. Like, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't say I'm skinny. Like, I'm a little bit built, do you know what I mean? But, like, I'm a man that loves food.
Yeah,
I used to eat, like, a bag of Doritos, a 2-litre Lucozade every day, like, Subway every single day. Legit. Yeah. And I'm like, let's just stop.
Yeah.
And that was as simple as it was, to be honest with you. Like, it's just a discipline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you eat in Locked In? What was there to eat?
Ramen and bread.
Ramen, bread, digestive.
Why do they... Awful. I don't understand the Locked In thing at points where I'm like, if we're only watching an hour a day and half of that's the challenge, why are you living like criminals?
Yeah, I don't get it
because it's like, and it's not pushing you guys into like old Big Brother, like going crazy and arguing because they're also a brand. They don't want that. Are you just, are they just taking the piss? Are they literally just taking the piss? Like,
I went into it thinking this is a YouTube show. They're going to want, you know, what's best for content, which they did to an extent. Mm. But like I was saying, like, you know, when I was in prison and there was lunch, so the cameras were technically off, they made me stay in prison.
They made him sit in prison.
It's not like we were treated like guinea pigs.
I really don't get it because it's only like when I used to, because I'd never watched it before this, right? I'd watched it like dabbled when Grace was on there, but not really. It's not really my thing. So I was watching it and I was thinking like half of this entire show is a fucking challenge in that room.
Yeah.
So why are you having to like, and at the night, in the nighttime as well, like it's bizarre to me that they weren't filming any of that as well. Yeah. Like night vision cameras and stuff. And you were saying it'd be funny. Some of the stuff happening.
Some of the stuff at night that just hilarious. Never saw the light of day.
Yeah.
Awful.
So there's...
You like that, yeah?
So what's that one thing... I want you guys to ask like one thing about each other that you want to know. Danny, you ask Joe. Joe, you ask Danny.
You put me on the spot here.
One thing we'd like to know one, about
yeah, just like get to know him. He's part of the family now.
No, that's beautiful.
It's my boy.
That is beautiful.
No, you. So, are you from Essex?
Oh, I am. I'm from Essex. I won't drop the exact.
No, but he's
near. He's near
15 minutes away.
That's crazy.
15 minutes away. It's crazy.
I can't say what. Oh, I was going to ask about. Oh, they could bleep it, but.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's awful. It's literally the most revolting film of NPCs. It's awful.
Yeah.
Absolutely real.
No, wild like place.
5 minutes for me.
Yeah.
To be fair, I got this from there though.
Did you?
Yeah.
That was what, 90 quid.
Got it half price.
Ooh, 45.
No, it was, I don't know, Danny.
45.
He doesn't know. He's balling now.
I got to think of a question.
Okay.
Are you gay?
Yeah. Me.
This is a good one.
Okay.
Tell him.
This is how you can tell who your idols are.
Okay.
Ooh.
It's a simple question about the dinner date. Yeah?
Okay.
So you've got 3 celebrities, dead or alive, that you can take on a,
oh, that is a good
on
question,
a little dinner date.
Madonna, Rylan, and Amy Winehouse.
Tells me everything I need to know. There we go.
Gay.
Sorted. Well, I didn't know. Relax.
Relax, George.
Relax.
Who would yours be? My girlfriend, and Danny Aarons.
That's my boy.
You know what I mean?
I don't know who mine would be. Who's dead
I've
or
just
alive?
Said it.
No, mine.
Yeah,
but I didn't ask you. I asked your brother.
Yeah.
Humble yourself.
Yeah.
What's the... You guys can carry on this on your own.
Oh,
like, it's literally fine.
Yep.
Yeah. What's like the weirdest rumor you guys have ever heard about yourself? You
well,
yours. People well. Actually believe he lives in a caravan.
Oh yeah, that's outrageous. Like
they
people,
actually believe it.
At start, I thought it was a joke, but no. I have people like so that when I do like a normal. So basically, for context, some football YouTuber. No, you're not even a football. Some nerd YouTuber, Arthur TV. Just random. No, because he's a lovely man, but he likes chess and all that. Do you know what I mean? Like he randomly just started I was filming a football vid. And he was randomly just making caravan jokes. Like, I can't... Like, oh, if you score this, I'll get you a new ring... what is it?
What's
it?
Clutch for you.
Like, yeah, clutch or like a handbrake for your house.
Right.
Or your kitchen's got a sink. Oh, no, wait.
I hope it does.
No, you're like... You know, just caravan
jokes. Your lounge has got a sink or
like,
whatever.
Shit like that.
Your kitchen's got a sink.
So like some of that. And then it just kept going.
Right.
So like now when I film like a TikTok or whatever and I'm in my room like, oh, that's a weird looking caravan or like where's... And they're genuinely like asking. So yeah, I'd say... I got a lot of rumours though, innit? People like to... Assume stuff.
I think with the mullet, I love mullets, but I think you think mullet and then you think redneck caravan.
He didn't have... You haven't always had a mullet.
No, mullet's new, man. The mullet.
Oh,
the mullet.
Me.
Nah, to be fair, it's like... Wait, I reckon it's...
Joe, have you ever seen Danny's Ronaldo haircut?
No.
That's the classic, man.
This is
classic. I really want a mullet. I want a mullet.
Oh, you'd look great with a mullet.
Like, I feel like 100%. You've
influenced. You got the hair for it.
I think...
Mine's a bit straight. You got the hair
I'm
going
to start doing it before I start going bald.
There she is.
That is...
I love that, by the way. I genuinely went out of the house with that.
I really do respect that so much.
I don't even...
That...
The thing is, like, normally people do that because, oh, you got 1 million subs or whatever.
That's crazy.
I literally just done that because I got him on FIFA. And, like, I just bought him. I didn't even pack him. I just bought him.
That.
But I loved it. I went out of the house. Normally what you do is you do that for a video and, like, shave it all off.
How was that to grow back?
Oh, it was awful. This part was, like, so much longer than the rest. So that's when the mullet started.
You braided your fringe, like...
Yeah. That's when the mullet started. I was like, I might as well. Because I think the head shape's a bit outrageous, you know? So like, short, I've realized like, oh, little skin fade. Like what? I can't do that.
You should do the avatar like Arrow.
That's the next thing.
No, but I can't sacrifice the mullet anymore.
Yeah, I think
that's like, you're too far gone.
That's long term now, you know. Mm.
Were you jealous when George got his hair cut in Logdino?
Yeah, I was fuming.
The worst thing was like Stars sat next to me.
Yeah.
And was like,
with a horror haircut.
Yeah.
Horror haircut.
Oh
my god, that is horror. No, he said himself it was horror.
Well, he sat next to me anyway and was like, I really want my haircut. And I was like, I'm missing it so much. And like 5 minutes later, Joyce pulled me for the challenge.
Yeah.
But you literally had like a skin fade 4 days before. Like it wasn't.
He gets it done every week.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was desperately in need.
I get mine done every week, but still.
Yeah. No, same. Yeah.
Well, I've been away.
Okay. I'm just saying. What? Why are you trying to beef it?
I'm not. You're just saying my hair.
Whoa. Yeah, a little domestic.
Yeah, he's always, like this all the time.
Always. Always. Fucking prick. Anyway, I thought we'd do like a test of who knows me best.
Okay.
Because we done one of these a couple of weeks ago.
You should win.
No,
you
we should.
You hope
we
so, don't. But I flopped the other week.
Yeah, we done one with Ten and Casey.
But like, I don't really... Why are you doing that? I don't really know you. I know you. I like you. But I don't know if I got you personally. Like, yeah. You literally... You've been with each other for how long? 20 years or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm 2 weeks and I... We didn't really ask personal questions.
We did.
Well, I didn't remember him. So I mean? I don't think I personally... I only speak when spoken to. Do you know what I mean? So I didn't really like personally open up.
Well, I'm going to ask these questions anyway.
You go for it.
Okay.
And you guys but give
you,
me an answer.
You should win.
I hope I would win. We'll but you know, you never know with this man.
We'll have a bleep or a ding or a beep on the screen. Who has got it right?
Ding or a beep.
Right. So this is called Who Knows George Best?
I love George
he's
Best.
He's Northern Irish.
I love by George Bagg.
It was a football joke. George Best.
I actually got that joke.
Did you?
Yeah, like, are you proud?
Yeah. He didn't.
George Best, the football player.
Who played for?
England.
Right, let's go on with the quiz.
Did he play for England?
Absolutely not.
No. Fuck.
Absolutely not. No.
Is he an alcoholic now?
He's dead. He's dead. Oh. He is dead. He was an alcoholic though.
Moving swiftly on.
Another player I like, Gascoigne.
Yeah, he's another druggie that
played for England.
Yeah.
Joe, there's a theme. Right, so number one, actually, you might, if you know this, fair play. This is quite hard.
What am I supposed to do?
Joe obviously knows
I've got an ulcer in my mouth, by the way.
Oh,
killing me.
What have you been doing? Sorry. Guys,
what
please,
do you mean?
It's a family-friendly show, please.
Do the fucking question.
What was George doing before becoming an influencer?
You fix cars and that, like you clean cars.
He did.
Bang.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
He did. Clean cars, man. You clean like Lambos and that and took pictures for Instagram.
Yeah.
That is my guy.
And then prior to that, he was a bricklayer for a week, but cried because he didn't like the cold.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, bricklaying's a good graft, man.
I know, that's why he couldn't do it.
It wasn't bricklaying either, it was carpentry.
Oh, you were outside hitting bricks, George.
Prick. What is George's full name? I told you this in London.
George Henry Baggs.
Yeah, you told me that. You told me that. Fair.
Which is the nicest middle name in the whole family. So well done.
Yeah, what's yours?
Terrence.
When is George's birthday?
Bro. 22nd of October 2002.
I would have said like February.
That's crazy.
I got no idea. You don't know when my birthday is?
I do.
Go on.
June.
No.
May.
Yeah.
The 4th.
No.
Danny, this is something that he knows. He's just
no.
The 14th.
No.
The 16th.
You were very close with 2 and 4.
9th.
You were very close with 2 and 4.
3rd.
Yeah. There we go.
Very close to 2 and 4.
Yeah. 9. He hasn't got a single GCSE.
I do. I've got 7 out of 8. Thank you very much.
You got 7 GCSEs?
Yeah.
I've got about 12.
Is that good? That's good, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I got 2.
Oh. Did you?
English and maths.
That's crazy. I thought you were smart.
Not.
Do you remember, Joe, I just got to say, we done a Q&A, right, once, and one of the questions was, who's smartest out of you and Danny? And I was like, what did I say? I was like, you were like, oh, it's obviously me. I was like, how big's your IQ?
Yeah,
and
how big's your IQ?
He looks at me and goes, how big's your IQ?
How big is your IQ?
What? I don't even know what an IQ is.
Yeah.
Intelligence questions.
What's quotation. The... Intelligent quote.
Intelligent.
What is the next question, George?
Sorry. What's George's biggest fear?
Just gonna go with the old spiders.
Yeah, it is.
I was gonna go with losing your girlfriend.
That's good also. Like you would have budged for that, I think. Because if she's watching, you're like, nah, fuck that.
Like a literal fear, like a phobia.
That is, yeah, a phobia.
I feel like you've got a bit of heights in you as well. You don't like heights, do you?
Not really.
Pretty low to the ground.
Yeah, is it because I'm small?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah,
crazy. Who is George's celebrity crush?
Your girlfriend.
Mine, I was going to say Emily Miller.
Nah, probably like Margot Robbie or something.
Well, you should have let us guess again, though.
Oh, sorry.
Margot Robbie. Joint point.
What's Georgie's favourite food?
Fuck. Chinese?
Sushi. It is. Sushi.
Did you say Chinese?
Chinese. That's a good shout. Really. I like Chinese.
Sushi's like Japanese cuisine.
Hey, by the way, he never tried sushi before he met his girlfriend.
I know.
So I've got a girlfriend.
Yeah, really?
Sweet guy.
But yeah, that's like, you didn't try it once, now it's your favourite food.
I'm in like a sick form common room with a 16-year-old that has just met a girl for the first time in his life. I've never, ever, ever known anything like it.
What's your favourite food?
My favourite food? Katsu chicken curry. All right? Chicken curry.
In London,
love it.
They made me do the challenge where I had to eat all that food to save Danny. Yeah, yeah. And that night we got a Wagyu's, we got katsu chicken curry.
Bro,
he basically had to eat mine because felt so sick.
I ran the show, you know. Last day they were like, oh, it's the last day. We're going to treat you to whatever you want. I said, katsu chicken curry. Everyone else said, yeah, fine, I'll have Wagamamas. Yep. They listened to me, mate. The last meal, the last supper was my choice.
You need to just run that show.
Bang.
What's George's nickname? You might not know this.
What, Bagsy?
I was going to say that.
We actually?
All my life, I was going to say that.
You didn't ding quick enough.
I didn't ding.
What season of Gogglebox did George Bags make his first appearance?
13.
18.
17.
16.
Was it 16?
Series 16 to 19.
Fuck. I took out my bio, I think.
So did I, yeah.
Fucking hell. As if we didn't know that.
Yeah, that's crazy. He was on the show with me.
Yeah.
That's crazy. How old was George when he started the show?
What show? This one?
Gogglebox.
Oh, Gogglebox. 17? Okay. So, whoa, I dinged.
Oh, sorry.
I dinged. Did I not ding?
You did ding.
Let me think.
You dinged it.
I dinged it. So
you can't ding with no answer.
All right, 17.
God, that burp tastes like rap.
Was I 17 or was I 18?
You're 17.
17. No, I was 17 turning 18. Yeah.
Bang,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Man, ting. This one's subjective.
Oh, I'm surprised you know that word.
I don't actually know what
that
means.
Big word.
That's the right word. Does that mean either or?
Subjective, kind of. Objective is where it's facts. Subjective is opinion.
That's the one.
Yeah, facts.
Name George's funniest TikTok. This is opinionated.
Me and you doing the ABCDEFG thing.
The word thing. I'm gonna do that today. Yeah.
Well, that was subjective, Danny Aarons.
That was. But it was funny, eh?
That was funny.
It's funny.
I think.
But he's using, this is like Googling, though.
He's funny.
Oh, can I do that? It's just.
I don't know if that's fair game.
See what he brings up. No, the one in me and Ibiza dancing is hilarious.
Oh yeah, just give him the answer then, yeah?
Find that TikTok and show Danny.
Ibiza dancing? When?
Pov, your friend's just been sick in the toilet or something.
Oh my God,
TikTok is fucking funny.
You're just giving him the answer.
No, but it's on my page, so technically it doesn't really count.
And he won't get the point for it.
But yeah, you can have that one, Danny, wait.
This is the TikTok.
That's cool, yeah, to be fair, yeah. The ABCDEFG.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Right, so that was the end of the George Bags test of who loves me more. And the scores are... What the scores, Rosie?
Danny won.
Danny won.
With all due respect,
that.
Right?
Embarrassing.
That's crazy.
With all due respect, the spider's fear one threw me off. I always thought you had FOMP, fear of missing puss.
Fop.
I thought you had FOMP.
Fear of
missing puss.
Oh, I thought it was FOP. Fear of puss.
Fear of missing.
Oh,
well, I've got the fear of puss. You've got the fear of missing puss.
We found out on the lie detector that you liked a bit of puss.
No, I just said that I just.
Joe likes
that
puss.
I would, if I was.
Joe would eat puss.
Put in that situation, I would.
Puss. I love that word.
I would eat some sushi.
You got to charge up.
Puss. Right, let's go on to New Year's resolutions, guys.
Yeah.
Anyone got any keeping them?
I think
ever
it's a
kept
bit,
one.
I think it's a bit cringe.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
No. Okay.
I don't like to do it as in like sitting here making a list.
Yeah.
I think
if
I want to change a habit, like go gym more or something, I'll just try a bit more.
Just do it. Yeah. I don't like how I'm gonna wait until the end or the start of the new year to do it. If you want to do it, just do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, don't wait until.
Good mentality that.
Next month or whatever, just do it.
Yeah.
What's your choice? To travel more.
No.
Did you go to Dubai more?
I don't know, Joe. This isn't about me. This is about Danny. What she was.
Because yeah, it'll be the same as George's, guaranteed.
Mine's to, I said it before, mine is to do as much as I can for as long as I can.
So you're going to like just tear up the game now.
That's it,
just
man.
Go out
That's
there it. And just eat some.
When I mean, when I say that, I mean like work.
I don't mean like, when you said do as much as I can for as long as I can, I thought there are going to be some sore people out there.
Just me. Just me and my hands from working hard.
What? You like, hello, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's
Who's been mentioned more, this pod, me or 10?
I didn't mention anyone else apart from you. Or 10.
As long as you're happy,
yeah,
then that's all we care about.
What's your New Year's resolution, Joe?
Where's my New Year's resolution? Probably to, I said this last year, so it's obviously really bad. It is find a bit more balance in life.
Yeah.
From like working just having a bit of fun. Because I just can't do both. I don't go out for 6 weeks at a time.
Don't work.
Yeah, I don't work. No, I don't go out for like 6 weeks at a time. Don't drink, stay in, work. And then I'll go out for an entire week and not sleep and don't do any work.
Yeah.
I hear it.
Do you know what I mean? It's so hard to balance.
That could be, yeah, you could argue that.
That is kind of balance. Yeah.
You could argue that's balance.
Yeah, just extreme balance. What's yours, George?
What's mine? Don't know.
You're moving in with your girlfriend?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why I said maybe, yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Or Danny.
Or Danny.
Into Danny's caravan.
You got room for a little one?
A little, we're having a kid?
No, me.
Oh. Yeah, you are 4 foot.
You're really forging.
Well, I'm not.
I actually think you're borderline 4 foot.
What's the cutoff for dwarfism?
4'10".
And what's Ash?
4'11".
4'11". He's mentioning 10 again. Crazy.
George Vags.
I can't even use the number anymore.
I'm just 4'10".
Yeah.
But yeah, so you're Ash 4'11". How tall are you?
5'6".
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's strong.
No. 5'5". Taking a piss.
You wear a lot of Air Force. No, so that's
I think genuinely shoes off 5'4.5".
No, you're taking the
piss. I genuinely think so.
Yeah, I genuinely think you're taking the piss. So
that's fine. That's completely fine. You can do that.
Sick, bro.
5'4.5".
Anyway, 2024 predictions. Who's going to get married? Who's going to have a baby? I want to know, like, who you think in the famous world, who you think's going to have a kid?
I think Casey J is going to end up owning like an empire, like the new Kim Kardashian of the UK. That woman's like CEO of everything at this point.
That's crazy. Who do you think will get married?
I think that's a bit boring, man. I reckon I say who dies. I say marriage, yeah. Married.
Who in the world? Do you think like, what sidemen do you think would get?
I know, but I'm going to say Josh.
Josh.
All right, yeah, bro, he's been with Freya for how many, like 11 years?
I wouldn't know, don't look at me.
For 11 years?
Josh could walk past her in the street and Joe wouldn't have a clue.
Guys, I don't know, like KSI maybe, I'd be like, hi.
Fair, yeah.
Hi.
KSI the YouTuber.
Let's just go back to who do we think is going to get married or have a baby or something like that?
Married.
Josh will get married.
Maybe marriage or a baby, Millie and Liam. Love Island.
Maybe engagement.
Engagement.
Maybe. I think maybe Max and Andrew getting engaged. They've bought a house.
You're
together.
Like just saying names
Sorry,
at this point.
Yeah. You got to remember, he's more YouTube-y.
Yeah, I don't watch Love Island or anything like that.
Yes, Max and Andrew from Love Island.
Who's Max and Andrew?
Yes.
Our friends.
Well, how am I supposed to know that?
The one who does the podcast with George Clark.
Max.
Oh, Baragan or whatever.
Barlegda.
But yeah.
I know. Baragan.
That's wild.
Yes. But yeah, no. I'm trying to think of who you would know that I would know, and there's very few people in this world, I think.
What celebrity
is Foo? Has Foo got a girlfriend?
And a kid.
Already got a kid.
Okay, fine.
Alhamdulillah.
What do you think in your world of pop stars and people are going to get married or have kids, like Lindsay Lohan and shit? I don't know who
was one of the worst questions you've ever asked. Why don't we stick to like
SZA,
locked in?
Ray.
SZA.
Beyonce.
SZA, Beyonce's married.
Rihanna.
Rihanna's
a show.
Isn't Rihanna... Rihanna's pregnant.
There we are.
So Rihanna's going to have her baby.
There we go.
I think Nicki Minaj might have another
Becky
one.
Becky Hill.
I don't know.
Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Doja Cat.
Is she married?
she's with some really rogue guy. He actually kind of gives Danny Aaron's energy.
Beg your pardon.
No, like he does. So he does.
Beg your pardon.
You said he's this really rogue guy.
No, isn't he like a streamer or so? Actually, yeah. Danny, you're shagging Doja Cat.
That's mental.
Doja Cat, 10.
Big man.
What can't he do?
No one said you're shagging 10.
No. Well, that was on you.
That brings me.
Don't bring up a point. What do you mean that brings up the point?
That brings just, us
there's
to
a, there's
what?
A question here that I didn't write that says, which influencers are going to get together?
Nah.
I didn't say anything.
Nah, man.
I think now you've hit like, Locked In is going like mainstream in terms of like that side.
Yeah, you've come out of
now
Locked
you've
In
done the
stud.
Locked In thing. Because like,
you've unlocked stud.
You've come out locked in and you're this like teen heartthrob now.
Yeah, bro, you've come out stud.
And I think.
I'm sorry, I just can't help it. You know, it's just
you've
natural.
Literally come out stud.
So you're going to have like a pretty lady on your arm in 2025.
Four. Also, things about 2024, just quickly before we wrap up. Apparently, there's a new Mean Girls movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't.
He loves Mean Girls.
My favorite movie of all time.
Shut
mean
up.
Girls. Comes out, yeah.
Should we go
wait.
See it together?
100%. All, I genuinely can't wait.
Shrek 5's rumored to come out.
Shrek 5.
I'll tell you that.
So that
big
go,
year of movies.
I really want to see Fiona Shrek-ussy.
What?
Fiona Shrek-ussy.
Oh, as in.
Pussy.
Yeah.
You're weird. That's, bro.
I hear it, but.
I'm bi now.
Yeah, he actually is by now, apparently.
The lie detector.
Bulldoze in this set.
This is nothing for Joe, and I know this comes out 2025, but actually, this is something for you, because you used to
is
play.
Is it GTA?
Oh. GTA 6.
I love
we saw
GTA.
The trailer.
Oh,
back.
Mate.
It's going to be mad, isn't it?
I
did you see the trailer?
Wait, man. Yeah.
Going to be mad.
I like that girl's working in the car.
Yeah, you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Dirty dog. I can't wait. I genuinely can't wait.
It looks
when that comes out, I ain't seeing sunlight for 3 months.
No. Great. You're streaming the shit out
mate.
Of that.
Every day, 12 hours. I can't wait.
You that should just go around each other's houses, sit there.
Let's play GTA.
That is
11-11, make a wish.
Danny, just quickly, what's next for you, my brother?
What's next? Stay on the grind. We've got some good things. Actually, got some good things coming up. Obviously, this is going out in a little bit, so like some things have already happened, but there's rumors of a different TV show in 2024. Don't know how much I can say, but, you know.
Mental.
A mainstream TV show, which
amazing.
Hopefully would be very cool.
It's so. Gone clear. It's gone clear.
What does gone clear mean?
He's like gone clear. He's gone, bro. He's so up.
And it's all because of you guys watching at home.
He's gone
Thank
clear.
You very much, everybody.
On that note, that was beautiful.
Thank very you so touching. Much. It was nice to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
I love you, my boy.
Stunning. Hopefully I'll see you probably at our house.
Around the house.
Yeah always.
Yeah,
I'll be around after tonight.
Where? I thought you're busy tonight. And on that note, guys, if you have been watching on YouTube, please like, comment, and subscribe. Turn on post notifications as well.
And if you've been listening on YouTube, make sure.
No, listen on YouTube, yeah?
Guys, this is hell. If you've been listening on Spotify, make sure to rate us 5 stars. Did you say that already?
No, I just didn't say that.
I'm losing
Joe
it.
Is tired. He's hungry. He's
everything. I'm
bisexual.
Gonna have another...
He's just, Joe's a different man nowadays.
Yeah, I've just been up all night, just shagging puss. And if you've been listening on Spotify, make sure to rate us 5 stars.
You've already said that.
And we'll see you next week.
And make sure if you're watching on Spotify, please rate us 5 stars.
If you're watching on Spotify, please rate us 5 stars. That is us for this week.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year. Down the middle camera. Goodbye.
Bye.